At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
This is CBS Eye on the World, the New World Report. I'm John Batchelor, my colleague, Professor Avenelis, U.S. Army War College, Strategic Studies Institute. We go immediately to Brazil within these last days. Reuters, Brazilian judge sends more police to Bolsonaro's home after flight risk. Bolsonaro is a previous president of Brazil, Jair Bolsonaro. He stands accused of a library of crimes, and not least of which is a resurrection of an assassination plot that is said to have floated around for some time. Strange doings, but it comes down to a coup planned by Bolsonaro and his allies either prior to the previous election or after the previous election. That's the allegation. It's a big picture, kind of thriller stuff that you would read on an airplane. In any event, Mr. Bolsonaro has remained in Brazil at home under house arrest, and he's been accused of all of these things without answering. He's now in court. The trial is proceeding. At the same time, there is that backstory that the Trump administration, Mr. Trump in particular, on Truth Social, has linked Bolsonaro's fate to tariffs to do with a man named Alexandre de Moraes, a Supreme Court justice, I believe he's the deputy chief now, who is the man responsible for a number of decisions made over these last years that puts us in this dilemma. One of those decisions is to make it possible for Lula da Silva, who was in prison, to leave prison and run for the presidency. Lula da Silva now is part of this story of crime and accusation and coup, at the same time tariffs and Brazil's ability to pay its bills. That's complicated enough, Evan. I turn it over to you. Where are we in the trial of Bolsonaro, and what do we expect to happen in these next days?
Well, John, the trial of Bolsonaro, at least one of the trials, the most serious one involving the allegations that Bolsonaro, with a number of people in his government, conspired to not hand over power to Lula, indeed, possibly to jail Lula, or even worse, possibly kill him. That trial is approaching its final arguments. But then on top of that trial, you have other things in the wings. There have been a series of prior trials, including one on lesser charges that politically inhabilitated Bolsonaro in the upcoming 2026 election. You have other ongoing investigations right now, including for having received jewelry from a Middle Eastern government, also possibly large sums of money, the accusations of members of his family, such as Eduardo Bolsonaro, for improperly trying to lobby the United States against Brazil. A whole series of things that, at least for Bolsonaro's supporters, smell like lawfare, smell like trying to make sure that the Brazilian right is politically inhabilitated, or at least Bolsonaro, for this next very critical election. But also, John, stepping back from this, one of the things that may be the broader strategic story for the region, remembering that Brazil is literally one half of the landmass of all of South America, about a half of the entire economy of South America. Its military forces are, again, about half of the entire military forces and bigger than the rest of those in South America put together. But frankly, the turn of Lula da Silva, who came back in this political reincarnation, much more to the left, much more willing to defy the United States, much more willing to collaborate with other actors such as China and Russia and even Iran to a certain extent, Lula himself is going down a course of increasingly embracing those adversaries of the United States and moving away from a U.S. course. Brazil, although it's always had an orientation that was only partially aligned with U.S. interests, but has always considered itself a relatively pluralistic democracy and consistent with U.S. values. But certainly the prosecution, or I'd say persecution, of Jair Bolsonaro, a friend of U.S. President Donald Trump, and the results of that, which has included President Trump slapping 50% tariffs on Brazil and a series of other actions, those actions then leading to a turn in which Lula himself embraced trying to undermine the U.S. dollar and other things in coordination with the BRICS, has reached out to coordinate with Vladimir Putin, to coordinate with Xi Jinping, coordinate with Narendra Modi of India, with respect to a coordinated response to U.S. Tariffs. Literally just in the past couple of days, also Brazil canceled a very important military exercise in which the U.S., or I should say canceled U.S. participation in its very important military exercise, even as Brazil has ramped up military activities with the PRC, including a previous inclusion of the PRC in one of its own major exercises, receipt of more than 30 PLA generals in recent months at their National Defense University, and actually the designation of three general officer level people to represent Brazil's military cooperation in the PRC. So really across the board, as this matter with Bolsonaro deepens and the recriminate between President Trump and Brazil deepens, it is also worrisome to see that the biggest and economically and militarily most powerful country in South America seems to be not turning to work with the United States, but turning ever more away, working against the United States, and embracing Russia and China and Iran and other actors and multilateral spaces which would resist the where the U.S. Wants to engage with the hemisphere.
The Bolsonaro supporters are said to be adrift by Reuters. Is that accurate? Are they without leadership? Because I understand, I just add quickly, that one of Bolsonaro's sons is in the United States in communication with the Trump administration. So is he a leader? Are there leaders in Brazil? It's about a 50-50 population, according to the polling.
Well, certainly the issue is who takes up the political leadership of the right or center right, and certainly going even beyond Bolsonaro's Liberal Party as you go into the 2026 elections. So there's been some talk about Sao Paulo Governor Tarcísio de Freitas, who says he's not going to run, but could be one of the people who runs. Bolsonaro has been politically inhabilitated. My sense is that the Bolsonaro supporters, as with President Trump's supporters, are solidly behind him. But the question isn't so much whether they support Bolsonaro or not in what's seen as is this lawfare and persecution of him, but the question of who is the political champion of those interests that is allowed to run in these elections. And so it's that question of who is their champion in 2026. I think that's still a matter of resolution.
Professor Evan Ellis, U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. There's more violence to look to. Violence in Mexico, violence in Colombia. When we come back, this is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Cobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98, because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.